Chapter 1. The Old Apartment. I just like being outside of my body. It was so for On, too, I think. When I first spoke to him, I addressed only his throne. He was not there in body. His mind, unbelievable in size, was all around us. He was deep in the concerns of not just one or two worlds, but all of the worlds, their cycles, their rhythms, their balance, an infinitude of variables to be monitored and adjusted in real time. Texture of air, flavor of water, those structures entombed within the soil which allow the vegetation to grow, the seep tanks of the cylinder skin, and their constant renewal, the harvesting of fundamental elements from the darkness beyond the diaspora, and the very navigation of chaos itself. Human children are taught that chaos is a vast emptiness where the thoughts of men give birth to nightmares. And from a roundabout way, I suppose this might be true. But the nightmares of men are, finally, small concerns. Little things that impact reality in little ways. Even death, which they consider to be the event, held in utmost prominence within their lifetime, a little thing, a small hydromechanical process. One moment fluid moves and conveys information, in the next moment it does not. Small. The structures which house the fluid and the information it conveyed thus break down to smaller, less organized structures. Nearby organisms recognize the disorganization of certain proteins, their enhanced digestibility. And so these structures, in the process of simplification, are absorbed back into the system. And so it goes. There are the worlds to manage, inner space, all of that which must be held in balance. But then there is the outside, chaos. It must be navigated, and it is not empty. Early on, she had explained to me the process of merging with On, and it sounded like a rigid, structured procedure, twice engaged and finally completed. I have learned this is not so. Everything is a merge. You don't sit the throne, you become the throne. You are the throne. You are the ship. You forget who you are when you become so much more than you were. Sometimes I find myself seeking for that old name. How was he called? I wonder to myself, and then search the name out like some seldom used arcana from a dead language. And I realize I could sit the throne and know these things instantly, but I dislike to do so. I feel further from him when I do, not closer. Time breaks down, and a second might last an eternity, or an eternity spans no time at all. And if I can so easily lose myself within the greatness of my own mind, how likely am I to find him in those dark and infinite reaches? It is the difference between knowing and remembering. I wear his body and sit within his old chamber sometimes. I ease down into his couch and find that it fits him perfectly. I touch his old things, hold them in his hands. He brought very little with him to this place, an old sweat-stained leather thong, now chafing down to fibers, another process. There is an aerdoscope on the table. I believe he retrieved this for himself later. After he left the world it represents and traveled through others, ultimately he returned to the place he knew and tried to steal away a piece of it. So I hold it in my hands and look at the light through it and turn it this way and that. I don't remember his name. This chamber remembers him better than I do now. Sometimes I'll look at his hands, my hands, strangers' hands. I try to remember doing anything with them. They might as well be secret, unknown machines. I'll sit in here for hours and try to think of him. I know he's here, like a smell you're convinced would lead somewhere if only you could smell it again. The thong between his fingers is grainy, dusty. It feels more like paper that has been saturated and dried than it does leather. If I scrape at it with his fingernail, even gently, pieces of it fall away. Moving it between his fingers produces nothing, so I pass it over his hand. Now laid across the wrist, I suppose there might be the stirring of something. But then it might also be me trying very hard to remember. A comfortable sensation, so familiar as to be ignored, like the mechanisms within his skull silently carrying my thoughts to ship's log. There and not there. Meaningful and meaningless. The thong upon his wrist brings me nothing, and so I yank it away. And then...